The big European nights that you, in the old Firm games, you always done well. How good was Gordon Strachan at making you believe in yourself going into big European games? And
he was great in terms of very methodical in the build-up, what he wanted, how we would do it. Obviously, I've seen a lot of Celtic in recent times now, and it's fantastic from a point of view of where Celtic have evolved to now in terms of and what Brendan Rodgers wants. He wants teams to be possession-based and kill teams off with their possession, take the pressure off them. Whereas we were more, we had the individual talents, but our sort of main base on what we, or how we achieve things was more on the group itself and being hard to break down and beat, and then obviously create with our individual talents, obviously the rewards after we obviously worked that hard. And thankfully, we had some amazing nights and we managed to do that. You know?
See, before the nights, would you always believe we could win here, even against AC Milan and teams like that? Yeah,
especially, well, at Celtic Park, every time. Uh-huh. You know, you'd be sitting in the hotel before it. I mean, it was just a weird period of my whole career where you would just go into these zones where you would sit in, it was the Hilton at the time, we would always stay there on over the bridge in the M8, which was like almost every night, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. At one point, it was just getting a bit too much. But you would just sit there and you would just think through what was going to happen. But not one bit would you be thinking anything negative. It was always something good was going to happen. And I think once when you're set in those types of mind frames, then it's amazing what you can achieve.
And have you been in that mind? Is that only at Celtic you've had that mind frame, or is that
more so than anywhere else in my football career? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very hard to try and do it again, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to continuously have that sort of mindset. Or, well, look at it, you're a club that's winning every week as well. Mm-hmm. So it gives you that extra bit of confidence. Or you looked around, and that's what Gordon built as well. You looked around from 1 to 20, you trusted everyone. It brought a togetherness, and you'll always have a camaraderie with those types of players more so because you won things together. Mm-hmm. It just brings that. So no matter if you've seen each other like yesterday or in 20 years' time, you always have that. You know, it's quite a special feeling and something that I'll always treasure as well.
One of your most famous goals is obviously AC Milan, big Dida hoodies, Poppadom hands on right out to you. Talk us through the moment he spills the ball in front of you.
It's one of the easiest goals I'm ever going to score in my career, isn't it? But it felt like an eternity just to tap it in. Uh-huh. And obviously, the first thing you're thinking is, I've got to be offside here. Surely I'm offside because there's no one around you. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking, that just can't be right. But obviously, you see the replays. Oddo, who's playing at right back, he's keeping me well onside. So uh-huh. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
But I remember it got laid back to Gaz Caldwell. And people don't realise, if they watch Champions League games properly and they watch European ties with Celtic and the comparison, and people go, you're talking shite. Even when I go on the radio and that, see, you know what I'm talking about with the balls. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Adidas ones and when they're wet, how much they skid off the surface. Uh-huh. They're lively, aren't they? Uh-huh. You know, and when you take your touch, and that's where you see the even better players produce things because they make it look that simple, but it's not with those balls because on those tough nights when it is slick, yeah, your touch has to be right bang on. Otherwise, they just get away from you all the time. But obviously, even like I said, Gaz Caldwell can hit a shot and side foot. It was just a little side foot on it.
I did go skidding.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Because of the ball and the surface, those balls were just, they would just fly. Uh-huh. So you knew when it was on its way, there's a chance he could just, you know, palm us off. And sure enough, and then the chaos at the corner was amazing after that. I think people falling over billboards and all sorts. Uh-huh. And then people getting slapped as well.
So. Is that your favourite goal for Celtic?
No, it's not. It's up there. Uh-huh. It's up there. But I'd have to say my one at Ibrox is my favourite goal of all time, uh-huh. just for the moment. And obviously, it was the winner on the day as well. So
we'll come to that later. Yeah. I'll keep that for later. Okay. So after that game, I think Big Dida was sniper, don't you, for the stand?
Well, there was worries. There was worries, weren't there? Because we thought, there's possibility of us actually losing.
That's what I'm saying. Celtic were threatened with a points reduction, so could you not really enjoy it until that was all done?
Yeah, sort of. You're thinking, it's a load of nonsense, isn't it? But
then you see him in the hospital.
But you know what UEFA can be like. Yeah, you know. I think there was even people like, Did someone not come to the San Siro after it and give him like an award as well? Like
mouth to mouth.
Yeah, but they gave him like an Academy Award. he almost chucked it at the guy because he blew him down his window. Uh-huh. It was if you YouTube it, I think if people look at it, it's like someone come along and try to give him an Academy Award. He was fucking raging. He just sped right off. It was quite funny.
Brilliant, eh?
Yeah.
But see, after the game, what was it? See, in the dressing room after it, was it? Was it?
Oh, it was electric. It was electric. Yeah, it's funny. Because obviously you're on decent bonuses as uh-huh. well for big nights like that. So the boys are all buzzing as well. I mean, irregardless of the money side of it. But I just remember this one occasion, like Big Elvis was I think it wasn't stripped or whatever, but everyone got the bonus and that. And he was just like, he was just buzzing. He was just coming, "That's brilliant. My boy can get his bike now." Everyone just started laughing. just because we won and we had a bonus, so it was brilliant. But that's just good banter. Because uh-huh. he was going around the boys, wishing us all the best before, and he was like, "Make sure you win because my boy needs a bike." And all that. Eh? So just coming after, go, "Need a bike, the bike, got the bike." So it was funny.
We spoke to Aidan on the dramatic last seven games of the 07-08 season.
Yeah.
Come back to win the league. What was your recollection of the running? Particularly the Rangers games, because they were your bread and butter, weren't they?
Yeah.
To rise to the games.
My recollection of it, first and foremost, was that I had to go grovelling. Because previous to those seven games, the one before it, we got beat by Motherwell at Celtic Park against 10 men. We'd lost 1-0. And I think it was about 60 minutes in, obviously being my old club, mm-hmm. being the top scorer, I felt, the fuck's he doing? Taking me off. You know, so I've got up and I've just fucking... looking back, it's cringeworthy, but I'm like on the touchline, like, "The fuck you doing? Not coming off." And you see Wee Gordon just like, but he's just getting even angrier. Yeah, you see those eyebrows? Yeah, those eyebrows going like, "Fuck, I better fucking make a move here." So I ended up getting in the dugout and that, and obviously I had a little kick out as you do that little petulance, and I just remember getting the hairdryer treatment after the game. But even more so, we had to go on the Monday to do the, I think it was the PFA Player of the Year Awards thing, the nominees. Uh-huh. So me and obviously Aidan were up for the nominees along with Chris Boyd and I think it was Carlos Queller actually at the time. And obviously everyone, all they wanted to talk about was obviously that moment. So I'd made sure obviously in the morning that I kissed and made up with the gaffer.
Did you go
sure
and see him?
Well, I had to, yeah. It was poor.
And did you find me?
Yeah, yeah. That was a great thing about, you know, Gordon himself, you could move on from moments. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of managers, there's bits and pieces. And look, there's plenty of stories individually with other team members that happened. But we moved forth. We just kept going and grinding. And there was a great atmosphere in terms of we had this bubble set around us. And Gordon created it. The team created it. And no matter what, it shall not be burst, pretty much. So you would have some shit days, just like that one. But it was so important. And the good thing was, and obviously with TB as well, obviously.
He was a good buffer.
He was amazing, yeah. Gaz Pendry. We had good people within the football club that whenever things got tough, and it was horrible at that point because like you wouldn't talk to anyone after you'd lost the game because it meant so much to you. But you knew the pressures of it and you knew what everyone else was thinking. So you wouldn't dare go out of your sort of house. You would just go to training and come back until everything was okay again. But they had a really good way of actually picking everyone up and getting on with it and moving forward again. And that was a real good sign of, you know, good man management from all the staff. It was a great period. And obviously those seven games as well, obviously we lost Tommy, mm-hmm. obviously previous to that. And it was hard going and it was a very emotional time for the football club itself. And for a lot of our players who were very close to him, and even me being there for such a short space of time at the start of that season, he was amazing to me, and I'll never forget. It was kind of, we go back to what I was talking about previous in terms of at the start I was really worried in terms of, because obviously Kenny was doing well, I'd missed a few chances, it was a while before I'd scored my first goal, but it was Tommy that calmed me down, and more or less, you know, he said to me, "We man, you belong here. You're here for a fucking reason." Mm-hmm. You know, we wouldn't have, you know, signed you if we didn't believe in you and if you weren't good enough. So don't think about all those negative things or what you think other people will be thinking while you're here or because of all the other shit that happened previous. You're a Celtic man, you're a Celtic player, so go and prove it now. And that was massive for me. That was huge because I've still got pictures with Tommy when I was a kid when I come here, you know, to Celtic Park. Uh-huh. You know, my first game was 95, I think it was. The only three stands were built at the time. Tommy was the manager at that point. And I've still got pictures with the likes of him, Phil O'Donnell, Gordon Martin. So it's kind of surreal that how it all flips and comes around, you know, and you've met these guys previous in, you know, probably another lifetime, it feels, and then you're actually there with them. It was crazy. But, you know, going back to the seven games, it was massive. The pressure was immense. And obviously my biggest memory is the first Old Firm game. I know I scored two in the second one, but we knew that we had to win those games to stand any sort of chance of having a chance at the title.
Even a draw wasn't good enough, was it?
No, it wasn't. And a certain little guy missed a penalty that night. So I was... It was kind of crazy. Obviously, Naka, that was the night Naka scored an amazing goal from about 40 yards. I think it was Novo equalised. And then Quella saved one on the line and he got sent off for it. So there's a penalty there. So we're all standing there and everyone's like passing the ball. You have it.
It was a bomb.
It was. No one fucking wanted it. it was like, oh, shit. And then it was Gaz Caldwell going like, "Well, man, you're fucking taking it." And I was like, right, okay, fair enough. Because I'd taken previous ones. So it was only fair. I kind of thought Naka was going to hit it. He didn't want it either. So I stepped up, confident enough. But it was a good save from Alan McGregor. I think he ended up doing his ankle, actually, from that save itself, because he never played for the rest of the season, which was kind of good for us in the end. Sorry, Al. But obviously, everything was gone from my mind at that point. Going, oh, my God, they already hate me already. They're going to fucking hate me even more.
Is that
more.
What you're really thinking?
Yeah. As soon as it's done, because they're thinking, fuck, I've gave them that moment. Uh-huh. I've gave people that negative moment that they've been wanting. They've been waiting for this whole time. Uh-huh. And it's happened.
Even though you'd done so well that year, you still thought that they'd hate you. Huh?
Oh, come on, Ty, we know how thick it can be out there. That's gone within a split second. So I managed to shake myself up within 5 minutes. It took me about 5 minutes probably to get it all out of the system and that. By that time, I don't even know. I think there might have been another 10 minutes left in the game. But I managed to... Gaz Caldwell's popped up, as he used to always lovely do, on his right, and you knew it was coming. And I managed just to peel away on Stephen Whittaker and just bullied him. Managed to use my body before it came, just stepping in, waiting for the ball to come. So if anything came higher than him, I was always going to win it. Because I'd already been... Yeah, exactly. That was a bigger... It was even bigger then, right? And you would just be there and... I managed to get across him and get over the top of him, knock it down, and obviously the rest is history. Big Jan getting on it, and it was just, you can even see from the replays of it, just like, I'm kicking billboards, just going, thank fuck for that. Willow, Mark Wilson's like, you're right. he scored, he's over there. What are you doing celebrating over here? Like you'd scored the goal. So it was just like all sense of relief at that point. And then obviously we still had to go to Firth Park again. And we had to go to Firth Park twice. We had to go to, play Rangers twice. It was an amazing feat itself, albeit, you know, Rangers had to play X amount of games, but we still beat them twice, you know, in that period. Mm-hmm. So I think we were proven winners at that point. And obviously it was none more fitting than obviously, you know, at that time, you know, for Tommy as well. That
winning it
was just a special moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's probably the most nervous I've been in my career.
That game itself.
Leading up to it was the worst feeling I've ever had. You know, I said all those positive things were going from. That was the one night that was just like, fuck. Because we stayed at Carnoustie the day before and we got up there really early. We did a session the morning of the game. And I just remember being a pure nervous wreck before. It was somewhere near Carnoustie. We trained at some football club, but it was just the worst I felt, like doing boxes and that. Uh-huh. I'm thinking, fuck, just need to get this game done. Mm-hmm. Just get it done. And then obviously you hear everyone, sort of the result coming through at the other end, and they're getting beat. I think it's 1-0 at the time. You could just see a sense of relief go through the whole squad, the players itself. Started to relax, and then bang, straight away, we got the winner. And then it was just an amazing night after that, and one that I'll never forget and cherish for the rest of my days.
Yeah. Best moment of your career?
Yeah, 100%. Uh-huh. 100%. It was just the euphoria of doing it because you're there to do those types of things, and when they come off, it's just, it's a sense of relief, but a sense of celebration. It's just an amazing, and it's up there, obviously, people say, you know, scoring a goal is something, but that night is up there with, obviously, you know, the birth of my children, for sure.